Debate night. Debate night. What are we now, guys? 4 hours? A little under? Said Kamala Harris. Do you think she'll get through the debate without a cackle? Is that on the betting charts? A lot of people placing bets tonight. Got a lot of bets. I think there's some locks. I put them out on my ex. We're not giving gambling advice. All right. Let's go now to the illegal immigration story here. And we had a woman testifying on a situation. Here were the stories from last year. This was last year. You didn't hear about it. You didn't hear about it on the mainstream news. You know, they're not interested in Maria Gonzalez. Did you hear about Maria Gonzalez? 18-year-old Juan Carlos Garcia Rodriguez arrested after 11-year-old strangled body found in Pasadena, Texas. Migrant wanted for questioning and sexual assault, strangling of girl, 11 years old, found dead under bed by her father. An 11-year-old warned about a mysterious stranger before her rape and murder. Now father needs justice. Oh, she warned about it. Yeah, like we've warned about the illegals coming in and raping people. Like Trump warned about the illegals coming in and raping people. And then the Democrats let them in and they raped and killed people. Just horrible. Texas girl, 11 years old, found raped and murdered under her bed, was killed by an illegal immigrant, 18 years old, who crossed into El Paso in January and was promptly freed by the authorities. So yeah, I want aiding and abetting here. I want aiding and abetting all agencies and individuals responsible for letting this guy in that raped and killed a young girl. You want to put an end to it? There it is right there. So that's what this woman went to the Capitol to testify about today, called up by Republicans to tell the story. And so here is April Aguirre speaking about young Maria Gonzalez in clip 21.
Of immigrant parents, I'm ashamed of what the Biden and Harris administration has done to our country by opening our borders to all, including criminals who are wolves in sheep's clothing. Doctor, I heard you mention that over 115,000 people are missing in Mexico. I know. One of those people is my cousin, and all of my family lives in Mexico. We have to comprehend that the majority of those are women, and there's a word that is used in Mexico, and it's called femicidio, and that's called femicide. The act of being murdered just because you are a woman. It is unimaginable for us to think that alongside those seeking refuge are not the same people that are there to victimize them and alongside victimized citizens as well. I have personally worked 3 cases within the city of Houston where little girls were targeted simply because they were young, beautiful, and vulnerable, and of course, underage. Predators have an appetite for children. And in all these cases, there was an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, whose mom is here today, and a 16-year-old freshman in high school. I'm gonna be the voice today for Maria Gonzalez, who is also a migrant. She arrived here, and her father didn't own a vehicle. He walked to work. Her father is the essence of the type of immigrants we should want in this country. Law-abiding, hardworking man working for $7 an hour, 14 hours a day. He left that weekend and he told his daughter he was going to work. She had a cell phone. She was in the safety of her home. This migrant that came here as a child crossed the border, was given to a sponsor, and was only here 3 weeks before he decided to leave his sponsor's home, go to Pasadena, Texas from Louisiana. And he saw Maria. At one point or another, he decided that was gonna be his prey. He saw her father leave to work. He knew their schedule. He knocked on Maria's door. Maria, recognizing that it was a neighbor, told her father on WhatsApp on a voice message, "Hey dad, somebody's knocking on the door." And she said it in Spanish, "Papi, me estás tocando la puerta." "Dad, is that you knocking on the door?" Thinking her father had forgotten something. That was the last time he ever heard Maria's voice. When Maria went to the door, There's a little chain that we have in those apartments, right? When you open the door to try to keep us safe, that chain was not enough to keep this animal out of Maria's apartment. He pushed his way in, and Maria fought for her life. She was 11 years old. To all of you, three little girls passing away may not be many, but what if one of those little girls was your daughter, your granddaughter, or your niece? Can you imagine them trying to fight off a grown man off of them? The shock of being undressed. The pain of being beaten and smothered. Trying to fight for your life while a predator's one objective is to use them to satisfy their sick and demented appetites. Our girls deserve protection. Our girls deserve to live their life without fear. Our girls deserve to perish in a natural manner of old age. We live in a society where we have gained so much medical advancements that if you have cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, they will take care of you. But we're losing healthy children. And this case to me resonates because she's also a migrant child. And this says to me we're letting everything through the border because we're not checking them. And you're victimizing citizens. You're victimizing immigrants alike. We're not against immigration. We're against unvetted immigration. And I want you to know, as a woman who has a majority of their family in Mexico that are not privileged enough to be in this country, there's no such thing as collecting DNA swabs. There's no such thing as embalming. There's no such thing as doing a real autopsy like we do here. Mexico and Central America is where predators thrive. You think they come here to this country and it's the first time they do this? No. This is just a place where we figure it out and we care about our daughters. And we're gonna find out. Finding a little girl in Mexico that has been sexually assaulted is just a normal Tuesday. It's nothing unusual. So I want you to know, immigration is good. I am the living proof of that. My parents don't even have a speeding ticket. That's the type of migrants we want. But bringing them to this country, it's further victimizing what these same immigrants got away from in their countries. We have to have some form of check and balances, a real system to identify these criminals that are hiding in sheep's, they're wolves in sheep's clothing is what they are. So I ask you, I implore you, close your eyes. I know you have a little girl in your family. Imagine somebody undressing her. Imagine somebody fighting her. Imagine somebody strangling her. Maria was so covered in bruises, I had to go and shop for a funeral dress for her to cover the damage that that man did to her. Maria lost fingernails in her fight, and she's a migrant child. Not everybody is the same, and we have to identify these monsters because, like my dad says, they're giving all of us good migrants such a bad name. We owe it to the migrants that are getting away from these communities, and we owe it to our citizens to offer them a safe society. People say, well, citizens kill too, but in these cases, all of these cases are migrants that cause this. And it's the failure of our policies by not checking them.
Yeah, it's a whole panel of victims' families there that were raped and killed by illegal immigrants. And, you know, Republicans are just so bad at framing narratives and responses. Now, the kind of alternative media or the independent media now, the new right media, does a lot better at controlling the narrative. But still, there's a long way to go. Because it should be understood, when the Democrats let in 25 million illegal immigrants, 15 million alone, just the Biden-Harris years, that's a giant middle finger to people who have come here legally, who have paid the bills, paid the lawyers, and gone through that rigorous process to become a citizen legally, to migrate here legally, or who do work and are engineers and doctors and other jobs to become citizens. And so that's real stuff. And when they just let all these illegal immigrants in and give them free stuff, it's a gigantic middle finger to the people that do it legally, and not to mention the American citizen. So the number one, if there's a list of the people most important to the U.S. government, and the metric is who gets the most money, number one is non-citizens. The U.S. government, number one priority, non-citizens. Non-citizens. But okay. And maybe Trump brings that up tonight. So what would a Democrat do in response to this hearing? What would a Democrat do in response to this panel? Certainly they'd have a heart. Certainly they'd have a soul. Certainly they would feel for these families who have had their daughters raped and murdered by illegal immigrants brought in by Democrats and by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Certainly that they would have a soul and they would soften up to these stories. Oh, no. Nope. Not even close. Listen to what this Democrat woman says, aggressively confronting the witness, the witnesses. And listen to their response. This is pretty epic here in clip 30.
What is happening today at this committee hearing, where we have colleagues who are exploiting people's pain for political purposes. And unfortunately, that's what's happening today.
I don't feel exploited in any way. As a matter of fact, I find it very interesting that all 5 minutes for both of your testimonies on the left have not had any questions for us up here, but instead a speech. And I will tell you, I'm getting tired of hearing about the most comprehensive border bill, which did nothing for immigration. I mean, for American citizens.
It's insulting that you would say that to these families, that you would make an assumption that they're being used or exploited in any way. You know, but I will do is I'll give you my number. It's 281-673-0736. And I'd like a phone call from you to see what you can do to help these families, because every single week I get bombarded with calls from victims all over the United States. But I'm just a small person with a small foundation that helps people here locally in Houston and Harris County. Not one time when her daughter was murdered and I was helping her navigate the criminal justice system did one Democrat call me to offer their assistance. It was only Republicans. And I am an independent. I vote both ways. So it's insulting. No, please don't speak over me, because I'm still talking.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm not done.
I have the mic. I have the floor. I have the floor. If you want to answer me, you ask.
The chair has the time and the witness is allowed to respond.
So I'm asking, you said some very broad statements. It's insulting. These people lost loved ones. They lost children. And we want to see a difference. We may not understand everything that's going on, but I assure you that we're not being used in any way. And if today somebody calls that number that wants to help from any side of the aisle, we want solutions.
Don't make an assumption
that we're being used. That is insulting.
The time belongs to the chair. The chair now
yields. Insulting.
The chair yields the remainder of his time to the gentleman from Texas.
You know, it's nice to see, and, well, you know, to complete the thought, it's nice to see Americans waking up to the evil nature of Democrats and the destructive nature of Democrat Party policies. It's nice. It really is refreshing. And we got to take this ball to the end zone, and the Democrat Party has to be completely eradicated politically. They cannot be allowed any political power at all. And there's fast ways to do this, like going back to the originalist way of putting together 100 senators and stopping gerrymandering. Democrats would become powerless overnight. But no, it's going to have to be the long, patient process of Americans just waking up and realizing what a cancer the Democrat Party is, the biggest criminal organization in the history of this country. And so you're seeing it from sea to shining sea, as they say, coast to coast. But part of the agenda with all the illegals getting brought in across the border is to replace the Democrat voter class. 100%, that's what it's all about. They know, they see what's going on. They're losing women voters. They're losing black voters. This is what the Democrats have relied on in elections, is the female vote and the black vote. Without it, they have nothing. And so they're losing it. So they know that. So they're bringing in new voter blocks of people that don't even speak English and are just going to suck off the system. But can you imagine being such a smug, arrogant B.I. itch like Democrat Representative Escobar to say, You're being used as a political pawn. She's up there voluntarily. She's not hearing from Democrats. These are mothers, family members who have lost their children, who have been raped and murdered by illegal immigrants that you, a dirty, rotten, stinking Democrat, brought in. And they know damn well. And then you're going to sit up there and point the finger and say, you're being used? Disgusting. Can't say I'm surprised. By the way, big stuff is going to break in Texas. Texas will be the next Ohio probably within the end of the month. Hotel faces legal action after Venezuelan gangs take over. This is in El Paso. The owner of a Texas hotel faces legal action due to alleged violent criminal activity involving suspected members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, which has been under the spotlight leading up to the 2024 election. The conditions inside the El Paso premises are described in court documents as deplorable. Video evidence presented in court shows individuals apparently partying in hotel hallways, using weapons, and engaging in violence in front of children. But, see, the hotel doesn't care. The hotel doesn't care because all their rooms are booked up by the government and given to the non-citizens. In this case, it's the Venezuelan gangs. Now, maybe they took over the rooms. Maybe it was given to them. It may come out in court. Now, look, I like Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, a lot. He's probably one of the great attorney generals. But I will tell you, there is an active effort out of the governor's office and maybe even Ken Paxton's office to keep these stories under wraps because they're bad, folks. They're bad. Because it's not just this hotel in El Paso, one of the border towns, where if you've seen some of those viral border videos that we shot, that I shot confronting Border Patrol, that was in El Paso. Folks, they got issues all over Texas. They got issues all over Texas with hotels being overrun by illegal immigrant gangs. And now just in squalor conditions. And they kind of did that to El Paso, and then the media caught wind and went down there and filmed it, and then they moved them all out of El Paso. But I think Texas will be the next Colorado. Texas will be the next Ohio. The next big immigration stuff is going to break out of Texas. And this is just the beginning, is my that's what I suspect here. And so, obviously, it looks bad on the Republican leadership here, but they could have done more to stop it. They could have fought harder to stop it. So that's on the governor. That's definitely on the governor. By the way, here's more from Ohio. Tyler Oliveira is out there interviewing people, and they are not shy to speak. He's got dozens of these up on his X account. And so here's another citizen in Springfield, Ohio, talking about what's going on in clip 27.
Man, they're nothing but a headache. All they're doing is raising our rent and our taxes and wrecking vehicles, and there's just been nothing but a hassle since they've been here. It's been horrible.
How would you rank their driving from 1 to 10?
A negative 10. They're horrible. The worst driving I've ever seen, and I'm from down south.
And when they got chased out, he hit the curb.
He just hit the curb.
When they got chased out, she heard one of them say it and talking about.
Okay, I'm going to talk to this.
For the BMV by chance?
Crashing cars while he's doing interviews, folks.
Okay, so what do the Haitians have migrants to do to get a license? Can they transfer their license from Haiti, or?
No, they cannot.
Do they have to undergo the same test?
I'm not allowed there. I really don't know, but I know they're getting them quick.
They're getting them quick, right?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Well, why is that? Are there certain rules they're not aware of?
They just don't pay attention, I guess. I'm not sure what it is, but they just, man, every day it's something new. They're always accident on Facebook or always seeing it. So it's always something.
In your opinion, are they doing their best to assimilate into American culture and learn the ways of what it means to be an American, or are they kind of just bringing Haitian culture here?
They bring their own culture here and stick to themselves, and they walk around stores eating food, don't pay for it. It's just they do what they want around here. It's kind of aggravating.
Okay.
It's kind of disrespectful towards us. It's been here for a long time.
You feel disrespected?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I heard that there's rumors of neighbors' cats going missing, getting eaten. Is that real?
I've heard that. I've heard that. And they like to take the geese from the park, too. I've seen that, too, on Facebook. So.
Is that real?
Yeah. I've seen pictures. Pictures don't lie, right?
Do you know how the Haitians are getting their driver's license so fast?
I do not.
Okay. Are they driving pretty good out here or what?
No.
No?
I'm glad they flipped their car.
Why is that, do you think?
You don't know how to drive in general.
Okay.
Like, I see them driving over there, trying to learn how to drive, but I don't know. Think they have to drive at all.
Okay.
How are they getting cars?
They should have a license. No lights when they're driving around, no nothing.
Do you think it poses a threat to public safety?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Flip cars, just cutting people off, driving super slow. Yeah.
All right,
not
man.
Safe at all.
We're asking folks their thoughts on the Haitians for a little independent news report. They can't drive?
No.
We're headed to a car crash right now. What do you think the chances are it's a Haitian?
About 99%.
All right, sister. You guys have a great night. How you doing, sir? Question for you. Bonjour. Francois. English? Oh, there we go. That's new. Do you know what happened here?
Not Haitian.
I see. A lot of people said it was probably the Haitians.
Huh? Don't blame those people. It
wasn't. Okay. Why do you say that?
Because it was not Haitians.
Are they getting a lot of the blame for all the car accidents these days?
They could be. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what locals are telling me.
I mean, locals might say
it's probably the Haitians.
They might say that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Is there a lot of tension right now between the two groups?
Not as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if you want to give me the answer, you tell me what answer I'm going to give you.
No, I'm just asking the question.
And I'm telling you.
They're both rolling hazards right in front of us. I don't know if they just don't know how to drive.
So, I mean, he's just doing live interviews, folks, and he's catching the Haitians driving out of control on video. Oh, my gosh. How are they getting cars? So, I mean, hey, it's no big deal. They might vote Democrat, so bring them in. Yeah, if they run over your daughter or, you know, eat a goose from the park or rape someone's kid, like, hey, they might vote Democrat, so it's worth it.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.